not aiming to misinform, especially about things that are touchy too. Like I get, those are the ones I usually get emails about, is stuff that's touchy.
Such as?
Well, like I've been getting a lot of ones about like gender neutrality and
oh, I don't know,
transgender
about,
and yeah, stuff.
It, that's because, a learning process for me.
Yeah,
too.
Because there's so much new information that I think like was recently sort of agreed upon by various communities.
Sure.
And I'm not like a part of those communities, so it's like I don't know the lingo or like even what's okay to say.
Yeah, you have to.
And like people are assuming. I guess the response to that, right? When people are angry about that stuff, it's like, it's not just about like spreading in misinformation or whatever. It's about like, there's a lack of respect and there's no lack of respect.
Right, right, right.
I respect fucking everybody.
Yeah, we're doing our best to be respectful.
Literally every human being on the planet I respect. And if I'm using lingo that's not like agreed upon by some, like I'm using it because I don't know that that's not okay.
Yeah. And I mean, like, that's just how language works. Like meanings of things change. Like, I don't even know if it's okay to even say on the show, the word that rhymes with Danny and starts with a TR. Like that was the word that was used like regularly, when I was a kid, by everybody. You know, by teachers and, you know, parents and stuff. Like, it only, it the last, I want to say, 10, 15 years where, like, it became, like, and that's why, yes, I understand a lot of people get annoyed with PC culture and, like, they're like, it goes overboard. And there is a point at which it does go a little crazy, but, like, I think people forget that, like, before PC culture, I almost said PP culture, before PC culture, like, people said really shitty things to each other all the time, and there was, like, no alternative to it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, I think it's good, you know, a lot of things that get out of hand, I think it's important to remember the root of why they existed in the first place, and it was to be more understanding and cool to each other, you know? So regardless of how you may feel about, you know, all these things are politicized now, and like people take sides, but like, I think it's important to remember that like the original intention was to be cool, you know?
Yeah. I think that's a good point too. And that also speaks to how people respond to some of the emails that I get that are like angry, and it's like, why anger, man? Like, it's not like I'm being like, fuck these people.
Right.
I just said a wrong thing.
Yeah.
That wasn't like morally wrong. It was just wrongly informed.
And I get it. People who have like gender issues like that, like
they're dealing with a lot.
They're dealing with a lot of shit, and they're getting it from all sides.
So yeah. So I can understand the reaction. I'm just saying, like,
not us.
Everything that we do, everything that we try to do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck you. Great. That's awesome. Thank you.
Super great.
Everything that we try to do is to be cool. Like, we do a show to fucking entertain people and make them happy. Like, we're not trying to, and it's funny because maybe it seems that way right now, but it's like, we're not trying to make like political statements or anything like that. Like, we're just trying to make people laugh or interest people or get people into something else. Like, I don't think, we make jokes, but we've never said anything that's like, I hate these people or anything like that. Yeah. Like, our aim is just to be cool and make people happy. And,
yes.
And if there's something that upsets you, that's fair. But know that it's never with the intent of upsetting anybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just try to be gentle with us, because we're doing our best to be gentle in general.
Yeah.
It may not always come across that way, but, like, we are trying. And, like, I don't know. I mean, political stuff will always come up in the flow of conversation, but God knows we actively try to avoid politics and religion and just things where people feel so strongly and already have their minds made up to such a strong degree that, like, I don't know. I enjoy it when everyone watching our show feels included and, like, can laugh at the same shit as opposed to stuff that's more divisive.
Oh yeah, I agree. 100%.
Yeah. Some YouTubers fucking love the division. They're like, hell yeah, let's get people talking and engaged by making them hate each other.
Ugh, not into that.
Not my style.
Not into that at all. Way into positivity, into sharing, into inclusiveness, into all that shit. Like, fuck, man. I mean,
yeah, you'll fuck a man. That's as inclusive as it gets.
Why not, brother? You fuck whoever, dude. That's that pansexual lifestyle, bro.
That being said, we fucking love you all, and we're eternally grateful, in case we don't say it enough, for watching this. And we know we're talking to our true fans right now, because you're the ones watching episode 850,000 of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
So you guys are the real deal.